Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. So excited to have you connected on today. We don't take for granted the opportunity to be able to share with you today. So grateful and thankful for all of you that tune in every single week to this podcast. We are serious about growing leaders. This is what we do. So thankful for all of you that continuously support this podcast and know that I appreciate you. When I tell you we appreciate you, we really do. All of you that help to make this place a place that continues to inspire, provide strategy and growth for people. Thank you, thank you, thank you for helping to make this place a place where leaders can come. Iron sharpens iron. And a part of this community is to make certain we give you the tools to help you navigate the terrain of leadership. I want you to be a part of this community by following me. Make sure you follow me at JosephWalker3 on Instagram. Let me know where you're from and let's start a building from there. Thank God for you. I want to inspire leaders. And of course, share this with as many people as you can. That would mean a lot to me if you did. So I really appreciate all of you that do that, that support, that pour into this. Thank you so much. Of course, I do want to also encourage you. And I really do. I want to encourage you to make certain that each one of you are committed to just growing together. Our book club is available for you. It's called Next Level Leader Book Club, and I encourage you to be a part of it. It'll really bless you. So go out there and check it out. Some information out there that will truly be a blessing to you. So go and let it bless you. I do want to also thank you for supporting the book club, text book club to 78228. Go over there to my YouTube channel. Dr. Steph and I have a YouTube channel, my wife, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. We pour in the leaders every single day. And so that to us, it matters. It means a lot. We're just able to empower leaders and help them become their best selves. So thank you so much. Want to now pour into you. Want to encourage you. And today, let's talk about the seven people every leader needs in their inner circle. Wow. Now, people ask me all the time, who should be around me? Should I have an inner circle? Who should be the people to help me steward change? Let me tell you, our scripture, Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so a person sharpens another. Why is this important? Let me give you a few strategies. I'm not going to be long. I want to give you a few strategies. So write these down. Let them speak to you. The first one is the wise counselor. You have to have someone in your life. I want you to get these now. Someone who gives you godly wisdom. There is safety in the multitude of counselors. You need to have the wiser person who's had a little years on their life, person that's walked this terrain before, that speaks not out of emotion, but speaks out of divine wisdom and clarity. You need people that don't mind telling you the truth. And so it's very important that it is a wise counselor. Sometimes they'll help you with the method. Sometimes you'll have, you know, it all laid out, what you want to do, but the way in which you want to do it may not be the wisest way. They have community, interest in mind. They're thinking about the intersectionality of your decisions, how that might affect that. They're thinking about things you're not even thinking about. I have things that I run by my wise counselors all the time. How will this decision impact this? How will it impact my brand? How will it impact the people that work with me and for me? These are the kinds of things you need. So you don't just make decisions in silo. No leader makes decisions in silo. You have to be able to make these decisions. Listen carefully. Make these decisions with a wise counselor. So that's the first person. All right. Y'all getting it? All right. Here's number two. You need the encourager. You need a person who's a motivator, who can keep you going. That person that's always calling, that cheerleader. It's so important to have somebody who's not a Debbie Downer. You need that person who's always going to be optimistic, always going to be pushing you toward excellence. You need that person
who is just truly an encourager. When you find yourself in tough spots, they know exactly what to say. They know what to do, how to take you away to get rest, and they can pull you out of tumultuous situations. Some people are just, you know, anointed for that. You need that kind of person in your life who is that motivator. They keep you moving. They keep you going. They say, hey, let's go now. We got to get up. You know, we can't wallow in this. No, they show you possibilities. They're very, creative and innovative. These are the kinds of people I think every next level leader should have in their life. I want you to identify right now who these people are in your life. I want you to think of who's your wise counselor? Who is that person? I want you to write it down. Think about it. Maybe you have three or four people right now. Write those names down. Who would you consider a person who you would trust to give you wise counsel, who you have entrusted with a variety of different things before? Secondly, who is your encourager? Who's the person you feel is just truly, there to encourage you? A person who just doesn't want anything from you. They just want to keep you encouraged, keep you focused, keep you motivated. Who is your encourager? Here's the third one. This is a big one. The challenger. How about that? Someone who holds you accountable. There's that word again. I've been talking about accountability a lot on this platform. You need somebody that can challenge you to keep your word. Somebody that can challenge you to do the things you said you were going to do. That's the person that'll tell you, hey, it's time to get up and work out. Remember we said we were going to be healthier. Hey, you can't eat that. This is against what we were trying to do. Hey, you can't do that. We shouldn't be going in this direction. They're not a negative person. They're just a person that's always kind of a conscience for you. A person that's always keeping you centered to the assignment and vision that God has given to you. A person that's keeping you true to what you are to do. So you need a challenger. You need somebody, you know, that's not going to acquiesce and accommodate those seasons of triflingness and those seasons where you want to do nothing. You need somebody that can get you up and say, it's time to make it happen. Let's go. Let's do it. That's what a real challenger looks like. You need that person in your life. Trust me, you do. All right? So who is your challenger? Who are the people in your life? What's the person in your life right now that you know? I mean, every time they call, they're challenging you. What are you reading? What are you doing? What are we doing? How are you pushing? How's it coming along? You know, hey, don't stay here. Let's go. Let's do this. You need that person in your life. So I want you to write down, who are your challengers? Number four, here's a big one, the visionary. You need the forward-thinking person who stretches your faith, the person that thinks outside of the box, the person that can imagine things that other people cannot, a person that can say, hey, you know, we should be accomplishing this, or we could enlarge this to this, or we can walk into this new area and we can take over this market, or we can do this and that. You need those kinds of people in your life, the visionary, the person that pushes you and says, hey, there's more available. We can do something nobody's ever done before. You know, great leaders have always had these kinds of folks around them, people that have that creative capacity. I call it holy imagination. They can see what others cannot see and challenge us to do what we've never done before. You need those kinds of people in your life. And real true leaders are never intimidated by visionaries around them. They welcome them. They welcome their insight. They welcome their, you know, their input, because they know that these people can help continue to make them relevant and successful and sustainable in that success as they move forward. So you need that visionary in your life. All right. Who are your visionaries? Write it down. Who are your visionaries? Who are the people in your life that absolutely push you to that next level, that stretch your faith, to make you consider things you never thought before and say, oh, okay, I'll try it. Let's give it a shot. You need those people, because those are the folks that are going to make your organization so much better. Surround yourself with people like that. Now, a lot of people are intimidated by visionaries because it, you know, kind of exacerbates their insecurities. But if you are a next level leader, you embrace these kinds of folks every single day. All right. Let me spend a little time on number five. Number five is the truth teller. Someone who tells you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Who are the people in your life flat-footed tell you the truth? People that are not worried about, you know, any consequences of telling you the truth. They love you enough. They care about what you're trying to accomplish, that they will call you at any time of day and say, listen, this is not right. You were not right here. You should have done that. I thought you know, this was that. Or when you ask the team, how did we do? How am I doing? And everybody says, oh, it's great. It's wonderful. And this person says, well, you know, I think we could sharpen this area up or do this. You need that person because those are the people I think that really have great value to your organization. I always surround myself with people who can tell me the truth. And I give them permission. You have to give them permission and remind them that there is no consequence of telling you truth negatively, that it's the only consequence is a positive because it helps you become a better leader. Any leader that cannot take healthy criticism will never be successful. So I need people to tell me the truth. Maybe I shouldn't wear that. Shouldn't have said that. Perhaps I should be involved in this conversation. I should take advantage of this moment. You need people that can step up and do that. Who are the people in your life that can tell you the truth? Who are the people that do tell you the truth? Now, these people, sometimes if you're not careful, you know, these people can be labeled, you know, disrespectful. You know, they're not submissive to leadership. It's not that. It's just that you want to create an environment whereby people can speak. Jesus raised a question one day. He said, who do men say that I am? And they began to talk about, well, some said you're Elijah and some say you're this and that. But Peter says, you are the Son of the living God. And Jesus says, flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, but my Father, which is in heaven. And then Jesus gives him access to the kingdom, gives him greater access. You give access and opportunity and promotion to people that truly, truly can give you revelation, truth, that can tell you, wow, you know, I get it. I want you to know this is what I see and I'm standing on it. That's what you need in your life. If you're going to be successful, and I believe that you will, make certain that you have the right people telling you the truth. All right, here we are. Okay, let's go to number six, the prayer warrior. You need to have somebody in your life who's praying for you. Who is that person that you have in your life that you absolutely feel can cover you, to intercede for you? You need people that can pray for you and not prey on you. I believe that prayer warriors are important. Every leader has them or should have them. I have people that intercede for me. Sometimes I don't have to talk to them every day, but they will pray and I know they're praying for me. And I create opportunities where they can pray and I can hear those prayers through technology. And you just need to have people that are standing in the gap for you, praying for your business, praying for your family, praying for your children, praying for your vision, praying for your health, praying for your decisions. You need to have, and do not try to do leadership without prayer warriors. Who are the people in your life now that are praying for you? It's your mother, your father. Who is it? Your pastor? Who's the intercessor? Who's covering you? Who is actually interceding for you? Make certain that you have somebody, your wife, your husband, who is it that your intercessor? You need that person in your inner circle. So when you're seeking wisdom from God, you can go and say, I need you to pray about this, that God will reveal this to me. I've got a big decision to make. Here's number seven. Let's review real quick. I told you I wasn't going to be long, so I want you to get this. We're talking about wise counselor, right? Seven people you need in your life. The encourager, the challenger, the visionary, the truth teller, the prayer warrior. But then there's the loyal friend. The loyal friend is that safe man space where you can be vulnerable. You know, John Maxwell says, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. It's so important that you have that friend, that one person that you know, 10 toes down, no matter what, they've got your back. You need to have that friend in your life, friend lover at all times. A brother is born for adversity, the Bible says. What I hope you got from this episode are seven critical people in your life that can help steward you to the next level. I am so grateful. Let me tell you something. I told you it wasn't going to be long, but I want you to get this. Write these things down. Be a great leader by having these seven people in your inner circle, and I guarantee you, you'll win and you'll keep winning. Make sure you follow me at Joseph Walker 3. Make sure you let me know this blessed you. Go over there also to the book club and text book club to 78228. Check out my website, josephwalker3.org. Get my books and all that. And go check out my wife and I's YouTube page, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. It meant a lot to have you connected on today. I do not take it for granted. Trust me. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Let's keep winning, y'all. Go find those seven people, surround yourself, and watch success follow you. Be blessed.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded.
I also want you to follow me on Instagram @JosephWithYou.